Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the fact that we can fellowship with you. Thank you for your word, your spirit, your hand on us, your spirit within us. And we thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer and the privilege of standing before you in righteousness, your righteousness. And we thank you that we can do that without the sense of guilt, condemnation, or fear. And we thank you, Lord God, as we do that, we thank you that revelation, knowledge of Holy Spirit will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We are doing our best to try to get to Galatians 5:22 through 25. And I'm going to read that again from the King James. I'm not going to review so much today. Let's see if we can at least get part of it done. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It's interesting. I'm reading from a Bible my mom gave me years ago, and she made some marks in it and wrote some things. And where it says here in this particular Bible, starting with verse 22, she's got an arrow pointing down, and she put a line between verse 21 and verse 22. And she says, verse 22, she wrote the word positive. Positive. I thought that was really good, because the other things above that are negative. And I also said she in verse 16, she says, walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. She wrote, we will have peace. So if you don't walk in the spirit and you walk in the flesh, you won't have peace. Obvious. Okay. It's obvious. So here we go. Let's look. We're still working in verse, we were working in verse 17, and let's look at verse 18. But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. Let me read that again. When you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, and that word spirit, the notes from the Passion Translation say the word for spirit is actually spirit wind. Spirit wind. But let's read it that way. When you're brought into the full freedom of the spirit wind of grace, oh, isn't that good? You'll no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above the domination of the law. Why? Because we're dominating the works of the flesh. We're dominating the law. We're dominating and mastering whatever Satan has tried to bring at us to find fulfillment in the flesh. It's obviously, we're not going to find that. And then he goes on to say in verse 19, the cravings of the self-life are obvious. And he goes into a whole list of things, which I'm going to let you read them and let God minister to you, maybe an area that you need to deal with in your life. But the key is don't get under sin consciousness. Don't get under condemnation. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. But you read through these and down to verse 20. One, and these, as my mother would say, they're negative. They're things that are negative that we try to walk in to fulfill, but it can't fulfill. It fulfills the lust of the flesh, but not of the spirit. And I want to move on into verse 22. Been trying to get there for a few weeks here. Verse 22, and I'm going to read these from the Passion Translation. They got some great notes here. But the fruit, or the harvest, the translation brings out, the harvest produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. That is a strong verse. And I'm gonna teach the footnotes to you, man. These are great. Listen to what it says here. There is clear textual inference that the fruit of the Spirit, singular, of the Holy Spirit, and I've said the human spirit, the Holy Spirit within our spirit, is love, okay? With the other virtues displaying aspects of the greatest quality of spirit life, agape love. And that agape means unconditional love. It's a spiritual love. It's a God kind of love. So what we're going to read is an expression of love, an expression of the God kind of love that we want to flow in when Christ is formed in us, according to Galatians 4:19, and that we're believing God for other people to flow in too, so that they can be set free from whatever addictions or challenges or works of the flesh that they've been involved in. All right, so I'm going to read that again, but the verse 22, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is, within you, your human spirit, is divine love in all its varied expressions. The first one, joy that overflows. And they use each one of these fruit, they put something, an action that takes place with that fruit. And the translator says, these virtues or these fruit are made, are not to be abstract virtues, but they're made visible with actions. So joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Now I'm going to read on down, and then we're going to come back and look at those next time. But I'm going to read on down right now. It says, never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. Keep in mind that those who belong to Jesus, the Anointed One, have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with our self-life was put to death on the cross and crucified with Messiah. We must live in the Holy Spirit and follow after Him. Oh my goodness. These are so important. Let's look at them individually, just very briefly. Remember, we're not trying to go into long teachings on each one of these or on the fruit of the Spirit. We're just food for thought. These are just something to meditate on. So the first one was joy that overflows. And I'm not even looking at notes here. I'm just kind of flowing out of what's coming to me at the moment. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The Lord is the strength of our life. That's I quote that a lot because the enemy wants to steal your joy. And what is it Jerry Savelle said years ago? If the devil can't get your joy, he can't get your goods, he can't get what you have. You've got to walk in joy. And sometimes that's not easy, but it's a fruit of the Spirit. So it makes it easy when you look to the Spirit. Joy is not happiness. It's a force of joy. And you can be joy in the midst of all sorts of challenges. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. It gives you the strength to walk through those things. A peace that subdues. Well, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. That verse comes to mind. You know, it subdues the thoughts of your mind, that perfect peace that God has given us. Jesus said, the peace I leave with you is not the kind of the world. The next one, patience. Patience that endures. And the footnotes here say, the Greek word for patience is taken from a verb that means ever tapping or never quitting. Never quitting. You have patience. It's enduring. Praise God, because by the word says, by faith and patience, we inherit the promises. The next one is kindness, and it says kindness in action. So in the Aramaic word here translated can be translated sweetness. Isn't that good? Sweetness in action, a kindness in action. You know, the goodness of God leads man to repentance. That kindness or sweetness that Jesus has for us, and he loves us no matter what we've done, and even though we feel like we may have disappointed him, that kindness is going to, of him, of his kindness is going to allow us to come to him and repent. And we want to. And the kindness we can show to other people, that sweetness, they can see Jesus and that love being flowing, love flowing through us and being fulfilled in us. The next one, a life full of virtue or goodness. And I can come back to say the goodness of God leads man to repentance. I want to do things that are good in his sight. I want to walk in the goodness of God. The next one, faith that prevails. You know, this just came to me, faith that prevails, not faith that fails, but faith that prevails. And it's his faith. And according to Mark 11:22, you know, we walk in the faith of God. It's not even our faith. And his faith will always prevail when we walk in it. And we walk in it to the level of faith that we can and stop condemning ourselves or other people. And people will see that faith. Gentleness of heart, oh my goodness, and strength of spirit. The footnotes say, although the word self is not used here, not found in this verse. Most translations render this as self-control. The word is actually lordship, or by implication, spirit strength. Isn't that good? It's God's strength and the spirit strength of the Spirit that allows us to walk in Him and walk in what He has given us to do. And then skipping down to verse 25, we must live in the Holy Spirit and follow after Him. Isn't that what we want to do? I want to follow after Him and what He has said for us to do. Well, I hope you've gotten something out of this. You may have been expecting we were going to take each fruit and really break it down and teach on it, but this is not the way I was led to do. I was just led to kind of go, and it's like a train, and the cars on the train are hooking up to the next car. So that's where we're flowing with this. We'll just see where else it goes. Father God, thank You. Thank You for the fruit of the Holy Spirit within our human spirit, and that we are producing that fruit, and against such, there's no law that can stand against it. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.